Welcome back for episode 72 for Wednesday, April 8th. My Apple Store is closed. Try Apple Support application to solve your tech issues. And Apple updates iOS and iPadOS software. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Let's get the show started. In this episode, many of us have been without an Apple Store due to the COVID-19 virus. If you need help, the Apple Support application is your personalized guide to the best options from Apple. You can find answers with articles tailored to your products and questions. You can also call, chat, or email with an expert right away, or schedule a callback when it's convenient for you. The application is free. It's available in the App Store to help you during these difficult times. I'll put the icon picture on the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutes.blubrry.net. If you haven't downloaded the application, this might be a good time to do so you can follow along. Many of us are trying many new technologies during this pandemic, and sometimes we need a little help or tech support with our Apple devices. This application puts all of Apple's support options as well as helpful advice in a dedicated app, which makes the information easier to locate. The Apple Support app is personalized to you, as it knows all the Apple hardware you have registered with your Apple account. This can also simply support assistance for those who may not know what model or specific options they have for their device. This information allows you to find answers with articles that are tailored to your own products. Let's go over the application features, starting with the Discover screen, which is one of three icons located at the bottom. The other two are Get Support and Search. The Apple Support application's home screen lists each product you own and directs you to a handful of featured articles that explain how to use various features or services, like iCloud or iMessage, among other things. The general articles are helpful and plentiful, but let's say you want information on a specific device or problem. Tap the search icon. In the support field, type the keyword or term to describe your product or issue. Up will come articles related to your query. Pick out the closest one to your problem, and if everything goes right, you will have an answer to your issue. All right, let's say you did that and it didn't work, and you've checked the myriad of support articles and tried to work on the problem yourself and haven't been able to resolve it. Then it's time for the second feature of the application, the Get Support icon. Tap the Get Support icon at the bottom of the screen. As long as you signed in with your Apple account, the screen displays a list of all Apple products registered in your name. And here's a pro tip for you to be able to check and see if AppleCare is covered on your device. It may be worthwhile to know if you have warranty coverage, especially in the event of a hardware problem. To do this, tap your account icon in the upper right. For me, I've changed mine to a emoji. At the screen for your account, tap the entry for check coverage. You can now see the warranty information for each device. It's a great tip for those people who have families with multiple devices. Let's say it's not covered or it's not specifically a hardware issue where a warranty would apply, although it's good to know regarding your eligibility for Apple Support. Go back to the Get Support page and select the device that is giving you problems. The Support page lists several topics. You can either drill down through the topics and subtopics to find the one that best describes your problem, or you can try searching for your specific issue. Drilling down through the topics and subtopics can actually be faster, especially if your problem is hard to describe. Tap the item that best describes the problem. The app displays several different options depending on the issue. In the past, your only means of initial contact with a support representative was through a phone call. But with the latest update, your Apple Support app supports messaging, so you can now chat with an Apple representative. To do so, tap the link to start your chat now. A support representative will then chime in to help you. Otherwise, tap the link to talk to us now or schedule a call if you prefer to talk with someone by phone. In some cases, you may simply want to schedule an appointment at your local Apple Store. Well, we know that's not practical right now with COVID-19, so this is what you would do under normal circumstances. For example, maybe the screen of your iPhone or iPad is cracked and you need to bring it in for repair. This is where you would normally do that. In the situation we're going through now, likely the Apple representative will have you ship it to a repair center. This is a great application to have tucked away on your device to get those questions answered while most of us are staying at home. In closing this segment of the podcast, I would like to say that no application, no website can take place of the Apple associates we interact at the Apple Store. I and others cherish you and wish you well and look forward to seeing you again. Let's move on to the Apple software update that happened today. Apple released iOS 13.4.1 and iPad OS 13.4.1 to take care of a few bugs. The updates fix an issue that prevented some users from participating in FaceTime calls, which is a huge problem right now as people are practicing social distancing. These updates also fix problems people were having with Bluetooth and more. While many companies have closed their doors temporarily in the COVID-19 pandemic, new software releases keep coming from Apple. iOS 13.4 and iPad OS 13.4 have launched, and they bring a load of interesting new features, including the long-awaited ability to use a mouse on an iPad. You can update your device by going to Settings, General, and Software Update. You need to be connected to Wi-Fi. For the Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are doing well, and I look forward to seeing you on future Mac Minutes podcast. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. If you have a question, please get a hold of me, and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles. We have a Zoom special conference call event coming up on Saturday, April 11th at 10 a.m. and other great happenings. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other podcatchers. Please take care of yourself and others during this upcoming week, and we'll see you again on the Mac Minutes podcast. Remember to stay safe, stay at home, and save lives.